Hey there, this is Ray Higdon, and welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Feel free to hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Now, there's two benefits to hitting me up on Twitter at Ray Higdon with the hashtag AskRay. Number one, obviously, I'll answer your question. I'll either respond to you directly on Twitter, or I will shoot a podcast answering your question. The second benefit is exposure. If I respond to you directly on Twitter, it's going out to over 50,000 people. And if I respond to you via a podcast, these podcasts are being downloaded between 2,000 to 3,500 times per day. And it's nice to get your name out there. So today's question comes from Jeff Noyd. Now, Jeff Noyd asks, he says, hashtag AskRay, when should you put together a series of videos to promote a product you have? Before or after you have followers? That's a great question. And why I would particularly be asked that kind of question is because I really teach attraction marketing. I teach invest, learn, teach, attraction marketing, put value in the marketplace to attract people to you. So, you know, the question is kind of like, when do you actually pitch, right? Specifically, Jeff is asking, when should you put together a series of videos to promote a particular product? Do you wait till you have followers or before? Well, here's my response. Just because I suggest building a large base of followers and branding yourself doesn't mean I'm saying not to make money right now. Okay. So there's two elements to, you know, if you're, I assume you're in network marketing, or maybe you're promoting a info product that you have. And so there's two different things. There's active prospecting and there's passive marketing. I would, if you are not currently generating enough leads to provide you, you know, the lifestyle that you desire, then I would most certainly recommend active prospecting, where you're going out there and finding potential customers and clients and prospects, etc. However, when it comes to something you're actually wanting to sell, you should go ahead and create that series of videos to promote your product. However, that doesn't mean that's all you do, and it also doesn't mean you don't do them. So here's the example, okay? On my blog and to my blog email list, I do not promote my network marketing company. However, if someone were to ask me, I have plenty of videos that are created for that company. Now, just because I have a video about my network marketing company that I'm involved in doesn't mean I pound it down everyone's throat every single day or place it in a prominent, you know, place on my website, my blog. However, if someone asks, I should be able to deliver. And so I would suggest anything you're wanting to make money with, create videos explaining the benefits, explaining the details of how it works and what it does for them, etc., and have it just as a resource for you, so that when someone does reach out to you and say, hey, what about this product that you have, you can simply point them to an already created video and look like a total professional. So, you know, hopefully that answers your question. I think it does. But the answer is, if you have something that you're hoping to sell and make money with, go ahead and create videos for it, whether you have a following or not. However, just don't have that as your only representation of content in the marketplace. So great question, Jeff. I hope that you got benefit out of this. And of course, everyone listening, again, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Ray Higdon with the hashtag AskRay if you have a question for me, and hope you got benefit out of this. Feel free to share if you did. Talk to you guys soon. I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.